Hello, everyone, again, and welcome back to the Dad and Lad Family Trivia Podcast. We're so happy you joined us. My name is Evan. I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
It's a special weekend here in America, and frankly, kind of all over the world. We got a big old football game happening this weekend. It is...
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so... we're going to be doing Super Bowl trivia today for everybody who loves football like we do over here at the Dad and Lad House. And this will be questions about the Super Bowl, questions about things around the Super Bowl, all kinds of different things. So I think we're going to enjoy it. I think Emmett's going to do pretty well in these two. He's been playing a lot of football, a lot of Madden lately. So I think he's
watching
do well.
A lot of Madden.
Yeah, he's been doing really well lately. So if you're just joining us for the first time, or if you're not, just a quick little reminder of how the Dad and Lad Trivia Podcast works. We're going to throw 15 questions at you in rounds of five. And each five questions, the questions are going to get tougher all the way up to the hardest round we can offer. This first round, though, questions are pretty simple. We call this round...
the Trivia Tot Round.
With that, we're going to jump right into Super Bowl Trivia Question 1. What day of the week is the Super Bowl always played on?
Sunday
is correct. It is Super Bowl Sunday. Do you know that there's a lot of people who are trying to make the Monday after Super Bowl Sunday like a holiday so we could like have off school or have off of work?
Why?
So that way you could stay up late and watch the game and have a lot of fun and then sleep in the next day.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea. Because last year's Super Bowl, you said, I don't know why they put this on a Sunday.
Right? It would be nice on a Saturday. So that way you'd have a day off afterwards.
What about on a Friday, though?
That would be even better. I'd love a Friday night Super Bowl. That'd be pretty sweet. You should write a letter. Question 2. This year's Super Bowl is being held in what city?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans, Louisiana is correct. Now, one of the last times they played the Super Bowl in Louisiana, a pretty good team won. Do you remember who that was? Oh, the Packers. Yes, absolutely. The Packers did win one of the last times that the Super Bowl was in New Orleans.
Was that in like 2011?
I think so. I think that's the year.
Against the Steelers?
That sounds right. Pretty cool. New Orleans would be fun to visit.
Yeah, that would be very fun.
Question number 3. The name of the Super Bowl trophy is the blank blank trophy.
The Vince Lombardi Trophy.
The Vince Lombardi Trophy is correct. Can you tell us a little bit about Vince Lombardi? Why do we like him so much?
Because he was the coach for the, Green Bay Packers.
He was. Coached for other teams, but we don't really care about them. If that's your team, sorry. But yeah, he was one of the first coaches to win the Super Bowl. But yeah, just overall.
He was the first coach.
Just overall, one of the best coaches ever to do the game. And so that's why they named the trophy after him. Question 4. There's a big concert that happens when during the Super Bowl?
Halftime
is correct. So yeah, they'll play one half of football and then they take a big old break. And normally that break is only about like 20 minutes or so, 20, 25 minutes.
Isn't this like 45 minutes?
Yeah, it's really super long during the Super Bowl. They have a lot of stuff to get in.
But it's really fun to watch.
It is. They always do a really good job. They call it production value. They dump a lot of money and a lot of resources into making that a really entertaining show.
And paying the person that performing.
Yep. Question 5. In 2025, a 30-second one of these will cost you between $7 and $8 million.
$7
Any guesses? They last about 30 seconds. You pay for them.
Ads.
An ad is correct. Yes, a 30-second commercial will cost a company around $7 to $8 million. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. But some people don't even like football, but will watch the Super Bowl solely for the commercials.
I mean, I don't really like the stress of who I want to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just like camp out upstairs until it's like a commercial break or like halftime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The commercials are great. And that's it for the Trivia Tots round. We're cruising along in Super Bowl trivia. We're going to up the difficulty a little bit. The questions are going to get a little bit tougher here. We call this round
the mind mover round.
Question 6. The Super Bowl is played by the winners of the AFC and the blank.
The NFC.
Yeah, very good. NFC. Sorry, I should answer that the right way. The NFC is correct. Do you know what the AFC and NFC stand for?
American Football Conference and National Football Conference.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's the two big areas. They divide all the teams up in half. You either play for the AFC or the NFC, and the winner of the AFC goes on to the Super Bowl, and the winner of the NFC goes on to the Super Bowl, and they play each other for the big championship.
Yeah, the NFC owns the AFC in the Pro Bowl.
In the Pro Bowl, yeah. Yeah, the Pro Bowl's changed quite a bit over the years. Did you watch this year?
I watched like 30 seconds of it.
But yeah, they do flag football now, right?
Yeah. It used to be like a defensive player destroying a punter.
Mm-hmm.
To it's a two-hand touch flag football nonsense.
I mean, yes, no one wants to see the players get hurt, but yet you kind of want to watch some good football.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's
a little bit in between. But
it's kind of weird to see players without their helmets on.
Yeah, that's true. But nevertheless, here we are. Question 7. This team won the very first Super Bowl in 1967.
The Green Bay Packers.
The Green Bay Packers is correct. Absolutely. Yes, the Packers did win the first two Super Bowls, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's a little bit of controversy because and I don't want to give it away yet, but there's a team that's playing in the Super Bowl this year that could win their third Super Bowl in a row. And there's a lot of people saying that's never happened before. But
it did.
But the Packers won the first two Super Bowls, and they won the championship the year before they called it the Super Bowl. So, did they really win three Super Bowls?
Kinda.
Yeah, they did.
Yes, they did.
They totally did. Got to give it to them. Super Bowl Packers, they're the best. If you like somebody else, sorry. Sorry. Question 8. The two teams playing in this year's Super Bowl are from what cities?
Kansas City and Philadelphia.
Kansas City and Philadelphia are correct. Yes, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Who do you got winning?
I'm cheering for the Eagles, but I feel like the Eagles don't stand a chance against the Chiefs.
I agree. I want the Eagles to win, but I do think they stand a chance. I do. I think the Eagles are a very good football team, and I'd like to see them win because I think everybody's kind of
Sick of the Chiefs.
Question 9. Taylor Swift's boyfriend, aka Travis Kelce, plays what position for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Tight end.
Tight end is correct. Well, I also know another famous tight end, the lad. Yeah, you played some tight end, right?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy playing it? What was your favorite part?
When I caught that giant, like, 25-yard catch.
Yeah. Yeah, tight end, you have to do some blocking, and you can go out for passes and you can catch, you can do, you kind of have to do it all. And so, yeah, you did a really great job. The lad was a fantastic tight end during football season. Question 10. This artist, who is known for his songs Yeah and Caught Up, was the headliner of the 2024 Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Usher.
Usher is correct. Very good. You had kind of learned a little bit of Usher before the halftime show, right? Like just a touch?
I don't know.
Like you didn't know a whole lot of Usher before he played the halftime show, but then you get to know that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to know, yeah, and a couple others, but yeah, he did it.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for the mind mover round, believe it or not. That was really fast. So we're cruising along here in Super Bowl trivia. But now, folks, things are about to get really difficult. We're going to ratchet up the difficulty on the questions. Things are going to get real dangerous around here. So get your helmets on, put on your mouth guards, put on your shoulder pads, your cleats, tie your shoes tight, double knot them. Everything you can do to prepare yourself for
the brain buster round.
The brain buster. So here we go. Question 11. What is the most common color of Gatorade thrown onto the winning coach after winning the Super Bowl?
Yellow.
Yellow is a great guess.
No, it's orange.
Yellow is incorrect, but orange is correct. Very good.
Can you give that one to me?
Sure, we'll give you that one, yes. Yeah, I hadn't announced the name or the answer yet, so you kind of went through. But yeah, it is orange. Believe it or not, they did the math, and they found out that orange is the most common color. When the team is about to win the Super Bowl, they throw Gatorade all over their coach. And yeah, they give them a big shower. And so orange is the most common color. You ever had orange Gatorade?
I don't drink Gatorade.
No? I've never had, well, maybe once. I'm not a big fan of orange Gatorade. More of a purple guy myself. Question 12. Which team has the most Super Bowl wins in history?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers is correct. We would have also accepted the New England Patriots.
Oh, they're tied?
Because they're tied. Yep. Yep. I think they each have, I believe, six Super Bowls to their name. That's impressive. Both of those teams are both very good. They both had times where they were awesome.
Wasn't like two of the Patriots Super Bowls, Adam Vinatieri won them?
Yeah, he was a really fantastic, like,
I think he was
a kicker.
I think he was the best kicker in the league.
Pretty much, yeah. For a while, he was very, very good, and he won them several games. Yep, absolutely. Question 13. This Super Bowl alternative on the Animal Planet channel features cute furry animals playing a fake game of football while the Super Bowl is playing.
Puppy Bowl.
The Puppy Bowl is correct. I remember when the Puppy Bowl first came out and everyone was like, what is this? And now they're on like Puppy Bowl 20. Like they've been playing the Puppy Bowl for a while now.
I mean, it's so cute just to see. Like,
it is.
And then they have like a kitten halftime show.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, the puppies are always awesome. And they like the commentating is great because it's just puppies playing in a little area. They're not actually.
They're
like
stealing toys.
Yeah, and then
from
they
each other.
And they do highlights and they do them in slow mo and stuff. It's pretty cool. So if you haven't checked out the Puppy Bowl, maybe every now and then, if the commercial's a rerun, maybe go and check out the Puppy Bowl for a little bit. Question 14: This company purchased the most expensive Super Bowl commercial ever at $26 million for 130 seconds.
Apple.
Apple is a fantastic guess, but incorrect. The answer is Amazon. Amazon did an ad for Alexa featuring, I believe it was Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost. And they did a bunch of different things. And oh, I think our Alexa is talking in the background. Alexa, stop. All right.
I'm so mad.
You were doing really well, weren't you?
I lost my streak.
You almost had it perfect. Well, let's get on to the last question. We'll see how you did. Question 15. How much does the Lombardi Trophy weigh?
£50
is not quite correct.
How am I supposed to guess the weight of the Lombardi Trophy?
Does it look heavy or light?
It looks light because how those players can lift it so easily.
Mm-hmm. And how much do you weigh?
Is it 90 pounds?
So if you said 50 pounds, do you think that trophy weighs half as much as you?
Probably.
Well, it's a good guess. The Lombardi Trophy weighs 7 pounds.
What?
It's actually quite light. It's only about 22 inches tall, which is just under 2 feet tall. And do you know what company makes it?
Shields.
Shields is a good guess. No, no, it's a jewelry company.
Oh, is it K?
Nope, not K. Now, another great guess. No, the answer is Tiffany and Company, which if you know your jewelry, Tiffany is a really expensive jewelry company, and they're kind of iconic for making a lot of jewelry. So they make the Lombardi Trophy every year. But it's only 7 pounds. You can lift it up with like one arm and lift it up real nice and tall.
Well, did you know that I'm heavier than the Stanley Cup?
Are you really?
I think that's the biggest trophy.
Yeah. Now, if that one weighed 40 pounds, I'd believe that.
It's 30 pounds.
30 pounds? Yeah, that's a heavy trophy. And with that, folks, that's going to do it for Super Bowl trivia. The lad was ever so close to having a perfect game. He did fantastic. We hope you at home or in the car were doing really well as well. We really enjoyed this, and we really hope that you enjoyed playing this trivia with us. If you loved the show, please give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening on, and you can also reach out on social media with episode ideas, and maybe we'll even give you a shout out. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Dad Lad Trivia, and we'd love to hear from you. Thank you for all those messages. Lad, you got any parting words about the Super Bowl?
Boo Chiefs, go Eagles.
I'm just more of a go chicken wings.
What?
I love chicken wings and dips and chips and all those things. So I'm in Super Bowl heaven when it comes to food. It's some of my favorite times. So hopefully you get a chance to watch the Super Bowl. If not, watch the commercials. They're a lot of fun. And if you don't do anything, well, it's all right too. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode, and thank you for coming by. We'll see you next week. See you later.
Alligators.